Greetings, friends. My name is Andy Steele Smith. I'm minister to the gangs in Manenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the gang pastor. Please forgive the quality of this recording today. It's made from an airline lounge in Fiji on my way to the United States. This morning, I want to share a little with you on Psalm 112. And I do so because every time I read or have ever read this psalm, it's reminded me with a sense of thankfulness, and if I'm entirely honest, with just a touch of pride, of the blessings that my good and godly mother and father have both received, and I guess passed on because they've lived their lives in the fear of the Lord. And this is a particularly potent week to share from this great psalm, as I've farewelled, and sadly, quite possibly for the last time, my almost 93-year-old mother and father. In fact, I shared this scripture and prayed over my dad today as I hugged him one last time. I tell you, friends, I am so, so thankful that I could hold my dad tight today and not say goodbye, but rather say with absolute blessed assurance, "See you soon, Dad." As a testament to how much in the fear or awe of God that my parents have and still live their lives, I think they'd put me over their knee and give me a walloping if they knew that I was raising them up as exemplars of good, righteous, and awe-based lives well lived. And as Mum and Dad would rightly say, this is all by God's grace. And that sense of thankfulness for his immeasurable grace ties in so well to the awe and wonder that they've held for God, and in turn, that they instilled into my siblings and me. Psalm 112, 1-9 says, "Praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commands. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. Even in darkness, light dawns for the upright, for those who are gracious and compassionate and righteous. Good will come to those who are generous and lend freely, who conduct their affairs with justice. Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear. In the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. They have freely scattered the gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Their horn will be lifted high in honor." Now that's a powerful series of promises. In fact, these promises to me are equal parts prolific and profound. So let's take a quick look into this scripture. Friends, when verse 1 talks about the fear of the Lord, I think a better descriptor is awe. Or perhaps another way of breaking that down is not to live in the expectation that God may strike us down, but rather to live with such awe and admiration of the absolute majesty, goodness, and power of God that we want to do everything that we can to please him. In verse 2, their children isn't talking about a single generation. It's promising that multiple generations of descendants will be blessed. And then in verse 3, we see that God's promises to look after those who are fair in their treatment of others and generous with their money will be fulfilled. And then verses 4-6, their lives being enriched with a sense of security and confidence so that they fear nothing. And I think that this is key to understanding the fear of the Lord. In fact, the reverent fear and awe of the Lord breeds confidence and a complete lack of fear. The satisfaction that comes from such lives is in sharp contrast to the envy and hopelessness of the wicked. And in verse 7, it continues a theme of living a life with zero fear. Steady hearts do not change. Steady hearts do not think or act differently when bad news comes. And this is partly because of a knowledge of the wonderful promises of God, but perhaps even more so because of the knowledge of just who God is, his nature. And verse 8 takes the confidence that comes from the fear of the Lord into a promise of victory over one's enemies. And finally, in verse 9, it talks of the correlation between generosity to the poor, scattering freely. It's a powerful descriptor. And having one's horn lifted high, or being honored because of God's righteousness on and over those who live lives of fear and reverence towards God. These are powerful promises of grace, favor, leading, legacy, and intense generational purpose. So as I leave my dad and mom, having prayed over them perhaps for the last time in the flesh this side of eternity, I am so thankful for, honoring to God for, and deeply indebted to my amazing parents for modeling the fear and awe of the Lord to my family and me. Friends, as we close this week, let's remember to honor, bless, and be thankful for these great promises from God and for those who may be the beneficiaries of this kind of godly modeling and the blessings that flow from that. Let's be super thankful. And let's live life large and share whatever blessings, big or small, that God has given us with our friends, family, and community, and indeed even with strangers. Let's be people of honor, fear, and reverence for God. This is Andy Steele Smith. God bless.